The movie is titled Political Predator. It looks at wolf hunting in Wisconsin, which started a few years ago after federal officials took the gray wolf in the western Great Lakes off the endangered species list, and Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker okayed the hunt here. The group Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf is releasing the 67-minute film, which early on criticizes the hunt-friendly politicians and agency administrators.
The policymakers on this issue are as dismissive as they are uninformed. And we thought that the only way we'd have a ghost of a chance to get them to pay attention to us would be to show them that it's not just all the hippie liberals in the capital city that are against the hunt, but also the rural citizens of our great state.
One of the people interviewed in the film is Mary Falk, a sheep, cattle, and goat rancher in Burnett County. Falk uses dogs to help protect her livestock from predators like wolves. She wants her animals to stay alive, but casts doubt on wolf hunting seasons.
Is this really about helping livestock production, or is this about making more money for the state through selling hunter licenses? You know, we hunt. We put food in our freezer. We just don't believe in trophy hunting.
Melissa Smith of Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf says the film tries to show a visual reality.
To know that this isn't the same as deer hunting or fair chase hunting. We really wanted to open people's eyes about the political process.
The movie's release this month comes as some Wisconsin members of Congress are supporting bills that would again temporarily take the gray wolf in much of the U.S. off the endangered species list and potentially restart wolf hunting. Terry Quam is a livestock owner near Lodi and active in the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Quam backs the legislation to control wolves.
We do not want to eradicate them from the earth like a lot of people say we do. We want to just get them under control. And we have to have the measures in them heavily populated areas where you have troublesome wolves going in and taking a very easy shot at farm animals.
Quam does not like a proposal by animal protection groups and about 50 scientists who have signed a letter to Congress asking that gray wolves be moved to threatened status. One of the letter signers, UW-Madison Environmental Studies Professor Adrian Treves, says listing the wolf as threatened would still ban hunting, but allow more help for livestock owners.
And as a threatened species, the state is allowed to apply for permits for lethal control using the systems they have for 15 years. And if farmers believe that's helping them protect their cattle, that's all the flexibility that's needed.
But Dave McFarland of the Wisconsin DNR says for now, the gray wolf is still listed as endangered, meaning farmers can only try non-lethal ways to discourage wolves. For example, a technique called flagery.
Flagery is essentially rope with ribbons hanging from it. And for some reason, behaviorally, wolves are reluctant to cross those lines. And so in small pasture situations, flagry can be effective.
McFarland also says people who lose cattle or pets to wolves can apply for financial compensation. He says a DNR management plan for wolves is in a holding pattern, pending what happens amid all the movies, letters, and legislation about gray wolves. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.